Catch a vibe with Big Hass, only on Pulse. Pulse 95.
And we are going to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, love and blessings. And hello, welcome to another episode of Catch a Vibe with me, Big Hass. Catch a Vibe right here on Pulse 95 Radio. Catch a Vibe is Pulse's first and only music dedicated radio show. In it, we definitely chat to musicians, singers, songwriters, music enthusiasts. We try to humanize them. We try to get to know them on a human level, not just them coming in and performing. No, get to know them on a human level. And brothers and sisters, tonight's guest is, in my humble opinion, definitely legendary. In my opinion as well, one of those incredible artists that is pushing our Arab culture up. He's an incredible percussionist, internationally acclaimed percussionist, who kind of really has taken our Arab identity to the world, diversifying it, exporting it, which is a big word I always use on the show. Why do we have to export our culture? Always, not receive. We have to export. We have so much rich in culture, especially in rhythm and his passion. Man, oh man, I have a segment only about his passion, because his passion is truly, truly remarkable. The incredible Daniel Sayeg. We're going to say hi, Daniel.
Hello, thank you so much. I'm super honored to be with you today.
Habib.
I have so much respect and appreciation.
My brother.
To your career and to you as a person.
Oh,
and,
man.
Such a pleasure to be with you.
Big round of applause to Daniel Sayeg, ladies and gentlemen, out of Lebanon. Daniel, I think I got to start with the passion. How did music get introduced to Daniel? How did you get introduced to music, or music came and knocked on your door?
Actually, I was a kid. I didn't have that. I was just a kid playing with sounds. And the thing is, when you're a kid, you don't have that much distractions. Mm. You're just playing and you're just observing.
Correct.
And I believe I was really connected to sounds in general. And
What was it about sounds? Because I understand there might be a kitchen story.
Yeah, it's always the kitchen for me. It's my first platform stage, yeah. And I always enjoy coming back to it now in my
till
home.
Now.
Yeah, till now. The thing is, every child is passionate about this exploring sounds. When you see a little child holding something and just throwing it away, he's not trying to do any noise for you or anyone around. He's just exploring what that tool or toy can bring, what kind of sound.
Subhanallah. Nice.
And every child has this talent inside him, you know. And some people just come and just, you know,
stop making noise.
For me, every parent should also understand this thing, like the children's are explorers.
So with you, when you were making the sound, what was the family supportive? Like, what was
that? No.
Okay. Mm.
It was a challenge, beautiful challenge. Mm. I have so much love and appreciation for my family. Mm. They see things their way, and I've seen it my way. And that's the beauty of life, the diversity, even inside one family.
Crazy.
And
It's crazy that you say that. So okay, you like sound, because you know you believe that every human loves sound, and I agree with that. How did Daniel start forming with Procar? Like, when, how old were you when you started, okay, you know what, I'm good at this, I love this?
I remember the first moment is first solo. I was like around 14, 15 years old.
Okay.
And I was in the high school. Mm. And I just applied for one theater play. And they told me, like, with which band. I told them, like, I'm just me.
Yeah,
and I went and I wanted to experience, like, if I'm feeling this at home and I'm really connected with myself with this instrument, what would the interaction of the audience how it goes. And yeah, there was one silence bit after I finished that no one clapped, and in that one moment I still remember it for now, because it was like, what is that second?
Yeah.
Is it true that I, like, my feeling didn't reach, or it reached? And after that second, there was the...
Wow.
There was the interaction. There was the clap.
There was this.
Yeah, there was this. Yeah. This saved my life.
Yeah, Allah.
They said this was just let go. The green light.
Daniel, going back, you were like 14, 15. Do you remember this moment? till now?
This second.
Yeah, this second.
This second, because this second, if it wasn't the, if my feeling, because I really, it was true feeling, it was true love. With my instrument.
What was it about this second, and obviously the appreciation that, like, what did you, you're like, oh, I'm, like, I'm on to something right here. Did it make you discover that I'm good at this?
I didn't learn, I didn't, like, had the proper education. And I was really afraid that what I've learned with myself and my connection with myself wouldn't go through unless it's under the terms of music education or whatever it is. But I found out if you're true to yourself and to your instrument, nothing can stop you.
That's crazy. And ladies and gentlemen, obviously, Daniil, you're so humble when you're even talking because you really transfer. We're going to talk up next about how you really transfer your audience. But before the break, what is it about rhythm that attracts you as Daniil?
Actually, the beautiful thing about rhythm is you can, it's endless, it's timeless, it's a language that you can't analyze, you can't judge.
I love that.
And you can just dance to it.
Yeah. No, I love that. I've never heard that before in terms of a language you can't analyze. And even if you can analyze, you, two different people will analyze it differently.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because that's the beauty of music in general, of pure music.
Pure music.
Without, like, I appreciate words. But the beauty of music and rhythm is that you just feel and you don't have the thoughts of what, where would that take you? You don't analyze any words, so
correct.
It doesn't. It's above. It's magical.
No, definitely. If I play this song right now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Can you hear it?
Yeah.
And I know there's a story about behind that, and this is something we're gonna play fully in a bit. But tell me about this song.
This beautiful story actually happened in India.
Wow.
I was blessed to be there in the COVID times. Wow. I was locked down in a beautiful wild farm. And I had to experience this farm and my surroundings and myself more. I was locked down for 3 months, and at the end of those 3 months, I was searching for any collaboration, any human touch that I wanted to just experience there before I leave.
Okay.
And then one of the friends there actually sent me different artists, and this particular artist, Rhythm Chow, his name.
Rhythm Chow.
Yeah, Rhythm Chow.
Okay.
If he's listening,
shout out to him.
Chow. Chow Rhythm. And
he's playing the guitar, I guess.
He's playing the guitar, actually, and he's one of the beautiful, beautiful inside-out players. I just told him, like, what if me and you had the ability to just be facing each other or just sitting with each other in a studio and just jamming without, like, I know you don't know me.
Yeah.
I'm leaving in 2 days. Do you have any connection to a studio? And he was receptive and he accepted the invitation.
That's crazy. And this is
he
the
just
outcome.
Went with the guitar. He sat. I sat with my instrument. We don't know each other. And then we just made 1 hour and a half of music session.
And that's one of them.
And one of them. It's pure improvisation, pure feeling.
Crazy, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play the full thing right now. But if you have a name, we're trying to come up with a name for this one. Please do text us 4215. What do you feel when you listen to this? Like, what kind of name?
Yeah, we didn't name it. We're open. We're open.
No name yet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna hear this fully right here. We have Daniil Sayegh, who's an incredible percussionist, human being, just an artist, a true artist, you know, and someone who inspires me personally because he's really taken our culture and really exporting it in the best way possible. Do not
Thank
go anywhere.
You are as well.
Oh, yeah. Bless you, my brother. Do not go anywhere. It's Pulse 95 Radio. Catch a vibe.
Catch a vibe with Big Hass, only on Pulse. Pulse 95.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, right here at Pulse 95 Radio. Catch a vibe. We have the incredible Daniil Sayegh, who is a percussionist. Somebody, you can hear him a little bit. See, he's trying to vibe with the beat. See, this is live improvisation. Incredible. Daniil, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody with a lot of passion and hunger to what he does. First time I seen him play and perform was in the Arabian Days, and his passion inspired me so much. It's crazy. And he was just talking about the concept of sound. Daniil, definitely thank you for your time. But how does, maybe it's a weird question, so excuse my ignorance, I'm sorry, but how does Daniil hear sound? Yeah, you see, like, that, because you have an interesting theory about sound. You love it.
Yeah.
So in your world, sound is important, right?
Yeah, I hear it with love. I hear it with acceptance. And if you hear, we have to practice this. You know, we have to listen. It's about how you can hear everything around you, yeah, with love and acceptance. Mm. And at the end of the day, as an artist, you have to reflect that mindset. You have to reflect that whatever theory you come with,
yeah,
with your art expression.
No, I hear you, but I wish all artists think this way, because it's amazing what you said about, you know, accepting, about no judgment, right? About that. So did sound teach you all that? Like this journey when you start performing, did you learn all that, or you had these thoughts before?
For sure not. With practice, the moment you sit with yourself, if you're trying to paint, if you're trying to be with any tool that you can express yourself within that tool, and practicing the sound of that tool or the image or the color, whatever it is, as a form of art, it teaches you a lot about yourself and life. It can't go wrong.
I love that. Wow, this is incredible. When people say percussionist, what does that mean? Like, in terms of, like, you know, obviously you play, because if you're watching on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, mashallah, you play different instruments. So I want to know, what does that mean? Like, in what category as a musician are you?
If you want me to be honest,
yeah,
I'm just like a very, 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 very normal person. I don't consider myself even a musician.
Mm.
I didn't go through the music education that much. I just had to learn the basics so I can just really be close to my instrument and try to explore myself, my rhythm and my identity. And that's it.
Wow.
As it is. I'm different as you are different,
yeah,
as everyone is different,
yeah,
and trying to be true to myself every day with my instrument and with my feeling.
Yeah, 100%.
In the industry.
But mashallah, Mathan, you have different instruments that you play. For example, if people are watching us right now, what's the instruments that you have in front of you right now?
Yeah.
Like, just quickly.
It's a last minute.
It is.
It's a last minute collection from my home.
Yeah.
And it's just, this is a small darbuka. It's a precious gift from a friend.
Shout out to the friend.
Yeah, shout out to Artur.
Artur. Well, shout out to Artur. See, you made it on the radio. Okay, so this, I gotta say, like, how, like, this is obviously, even the size of it is so you can do anything, you can create sound.
Yeah,
right.
Love exists also in the small things.
Yeah, see? What's the one? What's the one on your the colorful one? Like
the colorful, which,
yeah,
one?
This one.
This one, actually, one of my favorite, because
yeah,
it's called the wind instrument.
The wind.
Yeah, because it's.
This is crazy.
It's because when you're breathing, you don't feel the air, you know? You don't listen.
Correct.
But when I do this.
This is insane. I swear to God, I love you, my brother. Wow, this is crazy.
Much love, Habib.
Daniil, I gotta ask you about this. Like, I was waiting for the right time.
Yeah.
Your passion. when you're performing on stage, yeah, see? Yeah, when you're performing on stage, you go somewhere, no? Like, I've seen you perform.
Yeah.
And it's like you and I've, you know, I've made my wife, my friends watch you.
Yeah.
And they're like, they look at your face. You just did it. You go somewhere, even if it's like for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that, because I don't think it's only a showmanship or entertaining.
No, it's not. Actually, we are somewhere. Unless we are talking, unless we are interacting, we are somewhere.
Man, this guy is incredible. Bro, wow. When you're performing like that, take me through the feelings. Like, are you at the happiest?
It's a blessing. It's a beautiful ecstasy, it's a beautiful love to be grateful, to be alive, to feel this body, to feel this being. To be grateful. I mean,
the first time I've seen
the experience.
100%. Some of the tunes that you take me through. The best thing I can describe it, and I don't. Hopefully, he's gonna perform something for us. But you guys have to watch Daniil perform live, because he really takes you on this journey, and I think we all need that. When I saw you, I was going through a bit of a tough time with the. I've been doing this since 2006, and you go through really tough times in music. And you took me somewhere for that, this like 30, 40 minutes that you performed. That's why I fell in love with your art, because you made me forget. And I think this is the definition of an artist, generally, to transfer you somewhere else. And when you go back, when he or she is finished, you go like, oh, okay, we're back. Where were we? So Allah yahmeek, man. This is crazy.
Thank you. It's my honor. It's... I feel so
blessed.
To listen to this.
So I'm gonna put you on the spot. So let's say you wanna perform something for us right now, whatever it is. I'll leave you freestyle.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
All yeah. Right.
Whatever.
Okay. Perfect.
Now?
Yeah. Whatever you want. Like, you know.
Okay.
Whatever instrument that you feel like, we'll have like a minute and a half to, you know, we just want the people to hear you. Whatever it is, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh wow, I didn't see that coming. Ladies and gentlemen, another round of applause. Seriously, Daniil Sayed, ladies and gentlemen, with us. Very, very talented. Allah yahmeek again. This is just incredible in every single way. Daniil, we have, I think we have another record that I'd love to play from you. This is something you can hear right now. Tell me about this. We can hear it a little bit. We're going to play the full thing. This is called Min al-Ard al-Ard, is it?
It's called Kunsan. And for me, it's a reminder of our connection with
Ma'al-Trab, Ma'al-Ard. Ma'al-Ard, with the land.
Yeah.
crazy with the actual with soil.
With the soil. That's why it starts with the.
This is a shovel.
Yeah. With a tribal voice, where language was not established, and we had this pure connection. And
this is you.
Yeah, that's me, actually.
What inspired you to go there?
I believe we should all go from time to time. Mm. We should all forget our diversities and our languages that really say this is me and you, you know? And before that connection, I believe that we did a beautiful evolution. Mm. But we need to remember that above all these languages and all these diversities, we are one. And we are all, we came from the same source. We're going to heading to the same source.
Fact.
So,
gave me goosebumps.
And yeah, that's our host. We take care of our hosts.
Ya Allah, ya Allah.
And we live, we experience, we respect each other.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is what I meant by catch a vibe, humanizing artists and understanding. You're not only just watching him or her play, you're understanding how they think. So let me play the full thing. I'm a big fan of this guy, man oh man, Daniel Sayegh. He's in the building, he's on Pulse 95 Radio. Let's play the full one fully right here. Catch a vibe, Pulse 95 Radio. We will be right back. Daniel Sayegh. Incredible.
Catch a vibe with Big Hass, only on Pulse. Pulse 95.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, right here, Pulse 95 Radio, with the incredible Daniel Sayegh. If you're watching on YouTube, he is just right now, taking over, you see. Wow, that sounds like a waves. See, this is an episode all about, it sounds like waves. Am I right or no?
Yeah.
SubhanAllah. This is crazy. Daniel Sayegh is in the building. A big round of applause for him. He's from Lebanon, based here now, right? You're based here in the UAE, right? Bless you. Daniel is somebody who is he's in love with sound and rhythm, ladies and gentlemen. He's somebody, if you're just tuning in, he's somebody that I believe has been passionate about what he does. And if you want to learn anything from him, even if you're not a musician, you learn the definitely consistency, but also the passion. And I don't think passion you can teach, but it can inspire you to become passionate about what you do, whatever it is that you do. Daniel, I really want to talk about challenges for you. What has been, if someone would ask you right now, Daniel, what is like the most challenging thing you've been through as an artist? What would it be? Tough
living.
Question. Breathing?
No, I'm just saying like as a normal human being, we have
challenges.
We have challenges.
Fact.
The thing is how you accept those challenges and how you deal with them and how serious you can take those challenges. For me, it was. For sure, like a bad and I don't say bad, a sad and happy moments that I cherish both in my career, and I cherish the wins and I cherish the
losses.
It's only winning for me. Either I win and win an experience, or I win a step forward. You know.
Nice. So everything for you is a learning experience.
Yeah, challenge is losing is winning an experience. And winning is just winning a step forward and not winning the whole thing. You can't win a journey, you know. You have to live the journey day by day, moment by moment. And every day you wake up, it's a new thing.
There's a rapper passed away, his name is Nipsey Hussle. He always said that life is a marathon, right? So you have to keep running. It's not it's like 100 meters and you're done. You gotta keep running. What keeps you running? So you inspire a lot of people, mashallah. And I've seen people get inspired from you, like, wow. I've seen people, Daniel, when I'm seeing Arabian Days, they were going out, they were leaving.
Yeah.
We started playing, they turn around. They're like, whoop, what's happening? Who's that? Like, that's Daniel. And they stayed the whole night.
Wow.
So what keeps you going? Like, what inspires you?
Actually, my tool, which is rhythm. Rhythm. Rhythm keeps you going. Rhythm.
And rhythm is infinite.
Yeah, rhythm is just, it's my tool, it's my journey. And I don't think like, you said about inspiring others or just talking about this particular subject, I'm with the art of everything. I believe that art exists in every tool, in every craft, and the art of what I do is my, I cherish this because this is what makes me one with myself, with Allah.
Wow. No, I love that you said that. So I'm going to share something personal with you because I feel comfortable with you. So my son, he just turned 13.
Wow.
And he's autistic. So he's on the autism spectrum. And subhanAllah, he's, I want to say like he began liking sounds, but he likes the sound of things. For example, he likes the sound of a washing machine, likes the sound of engines and cars. It's been like that. So me and my wife, we have not put that down. We love that. So we go to showrooms, we go to places just for
amazing.
Him to hear. And I just hope, you know, like, so when you said in the beginning, parents encourage that, It made me smile because like we're trying to do that with our
amazing.
Son.
Bless you, the family, and
him. Bless, man.
I believe he's super special to have you as a father.
Bless.
And what he has is a beautiful world that we can't see.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, 100%.
He has such a beautiful world, and I cherish this.
Yeah.
I believe you cherish this as well.
I can,
it's really interesting. I would love to also play different sounds
with him.
That'd
really be amazing. He'll be inspired for sure. Daniil, when we talk about the music industry or the music life, how is your journey musically? Because it's always interesting when it comes to percussionist musicians with not a lot of words, right? It feels like you guys have your own journey.
Yeah.
Feels like, you know, there's a lot of talks about the Beatles, singing, you know, rappers. But bro, there's a lot of musicians that don't sing or rap or, you know, they're just performers. How has your journey been so far?
You have to work hard.
Harder.
Or harder or just hard until that rhythm become your voice.
Wait. He's writing a book today. You're writing a book, Daniil. Until the rhythm becomes your voice. Man, billahi, copyright that. This for you. No, I'm serious.
This is for you.
No. The book that she did write, Until the Rhythm Becomes Your Voice, by Daniil Sayegh. Kitab. That's amazing. So, that's crazy that you said that. In terms of like, until the rhythm becomes your voice. So how is that like for you? Like, You have like, you drop albums, singles, or you only perform?
No, actually, I'm still in my research to know more about this. This is an infinite world, and the music world is really, really, really enriching. And as long as I can really enrich myself more with music and rhythm, and meet different musicians and inspiring people around, I would prefer to just maybe soon I will release as we were just discussing. But that's why I didn't release anything before.
So far, it's only live performances.
Live performances and research and just enjoying my
That's crazy. That I think takes a lot of patience. We're going to take a short break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back. Daniil, what can we play? I know that you have like 2-3 songs that we can play. Choose one, whatever record that you sent me, whatever you feel like right now. What shall we play for the people listening?
First, Baba.
Baba, by who?
By
a bad Sikuru Adipuju.
Featuring different masters and musicians. I believe Zakir Hussain is one of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's one of...
Zakir Hussain, correct? Giovanni
Hidalgo,
Okay.
Those are masters in percussions.
Wow. Let's hear that. Let's hear it right here.
They have the voice.
Amazing. They have the voice. We're going to be right back, you guys. Keep it locked. Do not go anywhere. We're going to be right back with Daniil. And I see the ham pan right here. So he might do something live for us on the ham pan. Keep it locked. Pulse 95.
Catch a vibe with Big Hass. Only on Pulse. Pulse 95. Pulse.
Catch a vibe, ladies and gentlemen, Pulse 95 Radio. I'm with a special guest. We've reached our last segment. His name is Daniil Sayegh, from Lebanon to the world, based here in the UAE. incredible guy, seriously. And in the background, you'll see the, you'll hear, and you should watch him actually perform this. Incredible guy, takes you on a journey. Daniil, you said the first time you were performing, you were 14, 15, that 1 second when people kind of took, you know, yeah, and then start clapping, and then obviously the rest is history. What can you take me through some of your best performances? What, where does Daniil like to perform? Like the best performances? I'm gonna push the question even more, but I want you guys to really feel right here first. Daniil Sayer, get ready. Oh man, you see, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching it, it's crazy. Crazy. So, to go back to the question, what I meant was, sometimes as a musician, you, yep, need to live, right? So you perform for brands, for, true, you know, you're going to make a living. And sometimes you perform in events that are, you know, for the soul. Nobody's paid you anything. Yeah. You're just getting it.
Yeah.
Where does Daniil mark in that? Like, what's your view on that? Or every performance is meaningful, yeah, to you?
Actually, I appreciate, as you said, like any client reach out has my appreciation and respect. And amazing. I take that, as a responsibility,
yeah,
their trust. But my favorite circle is around a fire, under a tree, with the basic instruments.
Yeah.
And just... very close with lovely
nature,
people, lovely friends like you.
Bless you. I heard
who listen and appreciate. That's my favorite.
I heard you say this a lot of times, or some of the interviews I've seen for you, like a tree. What is it about a tree that is it nature generally or trees?
Nature is nature. Nature is nature. You know, nature is us, and it's our nature. It's our reflection.
Thanks.
And trees, I love trees, because if you just go to a land full of trees, whatever it is, and garden full of trees, and you observe those trees, every tree is different, yet every tree holds the fruit, the truth,
the truth.
And it reminds me of us.
صح.
If we see ourselves and others as those, you know, infinite trees. You don't judge a branch. You don't judge a tree. Like, look at this tree. It's like really, you know, growing like this or that. You see it as a beauty, as an art.
Correct.
And you don't judge that thing. And yeah,
we
only judge our diversity and our differences.
100%. So Daniil, before we hear you on the handpan, there is something about you that's interesting. I just noticed there's a peace within you. Did that piece had a salam? Is it something that grew with you, or it became because of the music? But I feel there's a peace with yourself, which is a lot of people don't have even peace with themselves. Mm-hmm. They keep talking, they want peace, but they don't have peace inside.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It goes back to my childhood.
Okay.
And as a very, very small kid, I used to run outside my house, and we were in a very small village in the mountain. And I used to really go and observe chickens having their meal, and the cow just, you know, giving that milk. And
that's crazy.
Hiking just, you know, small mountain with my bigger brother. So that type of touch.
Connection and touch.
Connection and touch. It's real. And I'd like to enhance it.
That's crazy that you said that.
Yeah. Every since and while, I like to be again with any mountain, with any source, you know, good source.
SubhanAllah, you say that because so many people I know personally run away from that.
Yeah.
They run away
from themselves,
not
that.
No, I know. Yeah, but they're, no, I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I don't want to go back.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I don't want to go back to this life. No, this is not me. You know, we live in a world that's fast paced right now.
Yeah.
And the technology, I know that it's interesting that you say it goes back to.
But who we are in this in that momentum or whatever, like we're living now. I really appreciate the city movement. It's like we're witnessing the human capability of doing the biggest tower, the biggest technology or whatever it is. But we should also appreciate and witness what the creator and the creation did in this world, which is bigger than
anything.
Bigger than the biggest.
Yeah. Oh, man, 100%. I love that. This is crazy. When you're in yourself alone, does these thoughts come to your mind when you want to create something like music? Like what inspires you to make a piece?
To be just present and to run from thoughts.
Oof. To be just present and run from thoughts.
Run away from thoughts.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, what's Daniel Sayegh's dream? Like what's a dream? I know you might have a lot of dreams, but what's one at least?
It sounds maybe cheesy, but no. to live in a better world.
Yeah, Allah, no, that's not cheesy at all, especially right now.
Yeah, it's our dream, and I think like we should not think of myself or
us,
or it's only us. Yeah. There is no I. This is the time for us.
100%.
And we deserve it, and our awareness should be more and more and more about what's in common and what we share and the love that we hold and we should hold, because we are all under one roof.
Yeah.
And if we don't take care of this roof, we are
100%. At the end of the day, we're one ummah, like one people. I get it 100%. And I think with what you said, especially with everything that's going on in the world right now, you feel like this is more important to be amplified. This message. Man, Daniel Sayegh, it's crazy. It feels like the hour just passed. But listen, I see there's a hand pan. I would love for you to grab it and let's see if we can do something with it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Daniel Sayegh with us. He is really this incredible. I would say you can put him in whatever box you want to put him. Percussionist, artist, artistic director, somebody who has a lot of, you know, vision, dreams, likes sounds, you know, likes rhythm. Passionate, you see, put him in all these things. But I think for me, he's an incredible human being and an example of how passion, when followed the right way, can make you reach places. He talked about this, and maybe we'll get you on the next time, that you didn't maybe study music as study, right? You just followed your passion and you kind of learned it that way. So look where this human being is right now, taking our Arab culture to the world, internationally acclaimed. His name as Daniel is somebody that is, when you say Daniel Sayegh, bam, like, you know, you don't even need to, like, when you say it and when you see him perform, you go like, I want to get to know him even more. And then you start getting to know him like me, and you understand that this guy has an incredible mind. You see, this fantastic. So you have the handpan. It's always interesting. I've had a couple of handpan artists right here on the show. It's a very interesting instrument. Do you know the history of this instrument? Like,
yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
It was like an instrument that used to be played in sticks, and then
really,
yeah, and then one family in Switzerland decided to take that original instrument and then just close it in a way. To play, it's a steel drum and tuned in a very beautiful way.
It is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. Somebody I've had once on the show said that sometimes the sound that are there somehow is similar. I can't quote it. Similar to what goes on inside the womb or something like that. Like, I don't know. Would you?
I think it's depend on
the wavelength or something like that.
It's
said.
Like 432 hertz.
Yeah. The frequency,
so
he was talking.
Yeah, it's different frequency. And usually that frequency touch us more.
Yeah,
I can say
crazy. Yeah. All right, Daniel Sayegh. I can't wait for you to play. So take it away, Daniel Sayegh, right here on Pulse 95 Radio. Catch a vibe. Incredible. One more round of applause.
Wow.
Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Daniel. Ya Saikh.
Thank
you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it. So a couple of things before we play a little bit of Tinaruin, which I'm a big fan of. Man, these guys are legends.
Cheers. Cheers to them and cheers to their story.
Right. Big
and
time.
For more people.
Like that. Yeah, go
like
ahead.
That. Yeah. The father of the main leader of this band witnessed the death or the killing of his father, in front of his eyes. Mm-hmm. And he still chose the instrument and the music to express.
Over like anything else.
Yeah.
Correct.
And this is what we need.
This is inspiring, correct?
Yeah,
just amazing.
It's really inspiring.
Incredible. Before we leave, I have a thought while you're playing. I just remembered something. So in the West, there's something called the drums, right? When they drum.
Yeah.
In us as Arabs, we have the derbakye, the derbuki, we have that. Is that the equivalent of it? Like when you say percussionist.
Yeah.
A drummer is a drummer. A percussionist is what you do in terms of like the... is it equivalent? The derbakye is equivalent to the drums in the West?
Actually, no. Because the West, they have also percussions, own percussions.
What is it?
Most in common, like, or I can just explain it in that way. Whatever you're using your hands and tapping and expressing yourself.
That's percussion.
That's percussion. Mm. Whenever you're using sticks, it's drums or timbales. Also, like, and all actually drums and timbales, I believe, like, they are all
the
under
family.
The umbrella of percussion or whatever.
Got
it.
Is. It got
but mainly percussionists, people who are working with their hands.
Okay.
More.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you about this. From now till the end of 2024, is there something that we can promise the people that you're working on? What are you working on? I know you said you're researching.
Yeah.
Is there something personally that you can promise right here on the show right now that, hey, end of 2024, we're doing this?
Actually,
a percussion festival.
Yeah, let's manifest
he likes
that.
He likes
I loved
that.
It. The thing is, I would love to. I would love to tour. I would love to share more music in different with different cultures, and I have different inquiries around. I hope, like the next year or this year that we're living, I'll have the chance to tour or make all the tours.
Inshallah. Tour.
And
to release
whatever I have right now.
Look, I'm telling you.
I'm going to release a lot of things. Just I don't know how, but it's there somewhere. I just need to crop it and just throw it.
Crop it and throw it. Daniel Saikh, follow him on social media, you guys, and show him love and support. Go subscribe to his YouTube channels, his Instagram. Definitely go follow him. Your tour should be called something about Until Rhythm Has a Voice or something like that. Or Rhythm Has a Voice has arrived.
I'll note that.
Yeah.
Much love your way, because
thank you
love.
So much. Any last words you'd like to say, Daniel, before we go? Any last words? Anything at all? Okay, sound, you see?
That's it.
You see?
Sound wins.
Sound wins. Thank you so much, Daniel. You are incredible in every single way. Go follow him. We're going to hear Hayati by Tinaruin. If they are listening somehow, what would you like to say to them? Somehow, some way, by the universe.
Tinaruin?
Yeah.
I would love to play one day with you. I really appreciate
it's gonna happen.
I really appreciate
I know there are people.
You, and I would love to.
Okay, I'm gonna make a call. Seriously, yeah. I'm gonna make a call, and we'll see. You never know. Have you ever met them?
Love to support.
You ever met them?
I've watched their performances twice in Saudi and in Opera Dubai.
Oh man!
And yeah, I have a lot of respect and appreciation.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. Daniel Sayed, thanks so much for coming on Catch a Vibe on Pulse 95 Radio. We'll see you guys, obviously, in a new episode real soon. Peace, love, and blessings. I'm leaving with Hayati. We say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Peace.
Salam. Peace and love.